to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. By the way, he just walked into the studio. He'll be here in mere moments. Meantime, Sam and Keith covering, doing the best job we can. Keith Alexander with me. We're talking about secession. I'm not against the principle if we do it as the founders intended, but I'm submitting to you that I kind of believe it's a deceptive secession idea as it currently stands, because people are going in democracy style to Barack, as if he has permission to say, yeah, you can peacefully leave the union. Virtually, he has no authority whatsoever. The states created the federal government. They're the ones that decide whether they stay or leave. Barack has nothing to do with the discussion. Keith, what do you think of that?
Well, I think we need to remember something, okay? First of all, I agree with you that the worst thing that could possibly happen is for people to be provoked into armed violence to try to achieve secession. If we do that, we're not learning from the left. The left has affected change without firing a shot or shedding a drop of blood, basically, or if so, very little. That's one of the primary tenets of cultural Marxism. We have a few patented phrases that we use here at the Political Cesspool. I mentioned one of them earlier. You can't have a first world nation with a third world population. Another one is, liberalism is the modern face of evil, and we really mean it. That's not hyperbole. We really think liberalism is evil, and it will result in an evil result for any people that embrace it. Now, what we need to learn from the left is they have an almost reptilian patience, Sam. For example, the hate crime bill that was passed into law earlier this year was brought up for vote 43 separate times and defeated 43 separate times in the United States Congress. On the 44th try, it got passed. See, that's the difference between the left and conservatives. Conservatives would try once, maybe twice, maybe at the most three times, throw up their hands and say, well, the people have spoken. As far as the left is concerned, the people have never spoken until they do what they want them to do. And they keep what, for example, they lost 32 referendums on legitimizing gay marriage. And in 32 different states, on the 33rd try, they got a state to bite. See, they're relentless. They're like the devil. They never sleep. And we need to learn the same tactics. We need to bring secession up, and as time passes, more and more people will be persuaded by the argument, because I've got news for everybody. It ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse.
You're right. It's coming. And I don't by any means want you to believe that I think the principle's a bad one. But when we go about that principle of secession half-cocked, where it could very well turn into violence if we're not careful, when we go in kind of democracy style and plead to the president of the United States to please let us leave peacefully, when we don't prepare as states, when we don't take the steps necessary, for example, we got to push on nullification real hard. The founding fathers were very careful, very methodical. They had the patience that you're talking about, and they laid out the Declaration of Independence as a train of usurpations against them. But they also didn't start it. King George declared war on them first, and the only time they really decided to stand up is when, hey, King George came for their arms. Then they said, you're not taking our guns, and by the way, we didn't start this.
Well, that's what happened in the Civil War, too. If you'll recall,
agreed.
Seven Confederate states left the Union, and then Abraham Lincoln asked every remaining state to raise 150,000 troops within their borders to help quell the rebellion, and that's what provoked the last four states, Arkansas, Tennessee, Virginia, and North Carolina, to secede. In other words, the violence and the gunplay was initiated by the North, not by the South.
And that's the same thing that King George did, and that's the thing, same thing is going to happen again, except this time it'll be blamed on the whites, the Christians, the conservatives, the who knows who's, and what you'll do is you'll get a bunch of Occupy folks that'll agitate for secession too. Then it'll be hard to know who's who, and who's doing what, and before you know it, we'll have trouble on our hands. I submit to you that we have a framework by which to restore the Republic, but we got to have enough Americans with the patience of Job to work together on it before we get it done. Before
well,
James
I've got
jumps
the
in,
answer, first of all, on one thing. Here's
okay.
what we need to do economically. Erect tariff or tariff-type
Amen.
Barriers. And use every cent earned by the tariff to reduce corporate taxation. That will draw manufacturers in. Let's get to our call.
And we need to make sure we let find a way that the states can generate money and not pass it all to the feds and have it come back as cookie crumbs. Jeb, Alabama, you're on the radio, sir.
Hello, sir. Mr. Bushman, I agree with everything you're saying right now about secession. However, I would like to point out that no state leaders are actually advocating for this right now. These are just citizens of the states.
Yeah, but if instead of having a bogus democracy-style petition to Barack Hussein Obama, what if you had all these states going to their state legislatures and saying, my friend, you're out on your ear if you don't stand for our ability to tell the federal government to back off. Let's start with nullification.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, but I also must submit to you that the colonists petitioned King George for several years before he actually, you know, initiated the war, and the Southerners actually petitioned the Northerners for several years before that shooting started.
And so there's a righteous pattern.
It is great, though, that people are talking about it now.
You're right. The talk is good.
It wouldn't be a topic for conversation 10 years ago.
You're right. It's a great topic, but we got to remember, let's follow the righteous pattern. The reason the Founding Fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence was to justify before their God, their author of liberty, the reasons for their leaving. And they talk about not leaving for light and transient purposes. The goal is to document and step-by-step prove that you got a rogue, out-of-control government, and you're not fighting to fight, you're not fighting to be selfish, but you're merely defending yourself. You've got to lay out those steps of order, and you're right. The patriots in America, the ragtag band of revolutionaries did it. The people in the South did it, and we need to follow that same pattern as what I'm suggesting to you. Meanwhile, we better get ready. When your cable TV turns off, you can't freak out because it will happen. If we secede,
yes,
you'll have all
you
kinds of meltdowns, and you better be ready. Do you want to respond to the caller,
on
Keith?
On a rhetorical note, though, getting a little off topic on going to Barack Obama, I was watching his weekly address today, and He was on the floor of some toy manufacturer somewhere, and he's begging the American voters to help him convince Congress to extend the tax cuts and la 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 la. But the thing is this, is that he come out wearing a blue button-down shirt with a tie, and he had a pair of slacks on with a leather belt and a pair of some type of shoe with laces, and is made out of leather with rubber soles. And here is a black man that is dressed like a European, and I am highly offended at that.
Your response, Keith Alexander? Thanks for the
call,
Jeb.
Well, let me tell you, did you ever notice during the Civil Rights Movement, during all that grainy footage that keeps being thrown back up to us all the time, all the black demonstrators, particularly the men, were wearing white shirts, little skinny single-color ties, and black slacks. Black people don't dress that way. There are no zoot suits. What was happening? That was all scripted by the cultural Marxists that were sending them to the Highlander Folk School, which was like the Paris Island for the Civil Rights Movement.
And Keith Alexander nails it. Hold on, my friends. Back in seconds, James Edwards in the house on your radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
When the truth is found to be...
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
You are listening to The Political Cesspool. Sam Bushman, Keith Alexander, James Edwards will be with us in mere seconds on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I love Christmas. How about you? Last Christmas, Wham on your radio. Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, the political cesspool. James Edwards in the house. Sam and Keith talking about secession. I will say that I think Jeb's comments were great when he talks about, hey, if we're not really careful, what we're going to have is a situation where, the people aren't prepared. And if they just talk about secession but don't have any idea what they're really getting to, it's kind of like how the mainstream press sanitizes war. Keith, they want us to believe that it's, hey, no problem. You got Rambo, American soldiers standing up for freedom everywhere they go. And they make it look so suave and debonair and just a delightful event. But you know what? The horrors of war are brutal. And we lost 750,000 Americans in the Civil War. And we need to be very careful that what doesn't happen is it doesn't become an Occupy Against Washington movement that the conservatives are caught in the middle on. They're going all about the right ideas in the wrong ways. And then all of a sudden, hey, anybody who really stood for the proper principles gets laid in a trap and they take the blame, the hit, if you will. You want to respond to that, Keith?
Gandhi, then carried on to Martin Luther King. Nonviolent protest and nonviolent change is not, it's best not because we're pacifist in nature, but because the left has proven that it works. We need to follow the same template because that template brings results. And, I couldn't agree more that we need to watch the manipulative power of the left. You know, they do control the media, and when they control the media, they control the message.
And that's one of the biggest reasons that I believe this is a plant agenda, because if it wasn't, if it was really our agenda, the media would give it no attention. But they love to shout from the, you know, housetops and from their media high towers that, hey, secession, everybody's leaving the country. And if it wasn't really their planted stories or agenda, they wouldn't give us the time of day, sir.
Yeah, that's a sobering thought for sure, Sam. I think James is finished getting his makeup applied now, and he's ready come on board.
Mr. Edwards, welcome to your own broadcast, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam, I'm hesitant to even take the microphone this evening. As I was driving to the studio tonight, you know, I'm coming in a little late. I had a conference that my wife and I were attending together this evening, so it was a family affair. But I got to tell you, brothers, and this is the God's honest truth, no exaggeration being applied here. You know, I created this show. I host this show tonight. I am a fan of this show. Listening to the broadcast, the live program this evening, as I was driving to the studio on the local AM dial, listening to you and Keith, an absolutely phenomenal job. I mean, obviously, you know, Sam, you were guest hosting. It's one thing to be a guest on the show and field questions. It's another thing to guest host a broadcast, and you with your 15-plus years of radio broadcasting experience just filled my chair, dare I say, better than I can fill it myself. I really enjoyed listening to you and Keith during that first hour and here at the start of this one. Great radio. This is what the political cesspool is all about.
And the point of it all really is, whether we have difference of opinions on things once in a while, the important thing to understand is in the discussion comes education, comes consideration, comes understanding of other points of view. And what's most important about it that I can think of is that we can move forward and say, you know what, that's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point. Now, how do we coalesce all those points together and make sense of it all, out of it all? And believe it or not, that's how the Founding Fathers came up with the greatest nation in the history of the world under the Almighty, is by that same principle. And you know what? Some of them ended up enemies after it all. But nevertheless, they worked together and they got something monumental done.
Well, it's something, you know, there's something that can be learned from that, especially for modern-day conservatives, is that, and I've seen it happen 1,000 times if I've seen it happen once, that is, if you disagree with someone on anything, on 1 out of 100 issues, you can't work with them. You take your toys and go home. This is something that plagues conservatives, I believe, much more than it does the left. Well, the Founding Fathers had issues of far greater divide than we face, and they were able to get the job done. We could learn from them that and many other lessons. But at any rate, Sam, I again... great exchange with Keith during that first hour. You know, I was on your show about a week and a half ago, I guess it was, and we talked about this very same issue. And you played the role of contrarian on the secession story, and you brought many good points to my attention that I had not previously considered. And so when I knew a couple of days ago that I wouldn't be able to be in the studio at the top of the program, I thought, you know, normally I call Bill Rowland to fill in for me, and he does a more than capable job. He does a great job. But after just coming off your program and where we talked about many of these same topics that you and Keith were discussing, I knew that if you had the availability to fill in for me at the top of the show and you and Keith hammered out some of the same talking points, that it would make for great radio, and it exceeded expectations.
And all I can say in my ending comments here tonight, thanks for letting me be involved, is, you know what? I don't want none of y'all throwing your suckers in the dirt. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't going to happen, brother. And listen, thanks again for doing such a great job. And I hope this is the first of many guest hosting spots for you, if you're so willing.
Love to always help, sir. Thanks so much.
you do more than that, as always. Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio, host of the Daily Liberty Roundtable program. You can catch Sam's own show Monday through Friday in the mornings at libertyroundtable.com. And, of course, he produces our show, and it was on tonight in a guest hosting capacity. It was weird walking into the studio to join a show in progress and seeing Keith in the King's throne here. You know, we have our designated seating arrangements here in the studio, and Keith, what was it like? What was it like to sit in the captain's chair this evening?
not quite like being behind the golden EIB microphone that Rush Limbaugh has, but yes, I can feel the power emanating. You know, it's I can feel the waves washing across me here. But I felt like the Dormouse at the Queen of Hearts banquet. The Dormouse was invited to sit at the right hand of the Queen of Hearts, and the little Dormouse said, you know, what have I done to deserve this great honor? Well, as the evening wore on, the Dormouse found out exactly why he'd been put at the Queen's right hand. When anybody contradicted the Queen would turn around with her spoon and thump the Dormouse on the head and say, I told this nincompoop. This So I had the feeling I was serving that. I was the pincushion or the punching bag. But, no, I enjoyed the exchange with Sam, and we did the best we could. Of course, it wasn't up to James Edwards standards, at least my part of it wasn't. You know, I feel like, I am Brand X, and James is the real McCoy. But it's good to have you back, James.
Well, I'll let everyone know, and you're far too kind, Keith, and far too modest, because everyone knows with your encyclopedic knowledge what you bring to the show each and every week, and it's irreplaceable. I'm going to fill people in during the third hour as to exactly where I was tonight and what I learned, and there are some political connotations. In fact, it's a story we have to talk about tonight on the Cesspool. But before we get to that, I will remind everyone, because we only have about a minute to break, a little less than that, I guess. We're going to cover a lot more ground before the time's up this evening. In fact, the show's only half over, believe it or not. Still much more to come. Folks, the Political Cesspool's fourth quarter fundraising drive kicked off earlier this week. If you donate to the show, a percentage of that kicks back to Liberty News Radio, the network that syndicates our fine podcast, and we would encourage you to do just that this evening. We've got great incentives for you at thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you enjoy the show, let your support be shown. Donate tonight. We'll be right back with more.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month. Naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
But what a lovely Bing Crosby there with his rendition of Jingle Bells. And that was actually a listener request, Keith. One of our female fans wrote in and asked that we play Jingle Bells as part of the Christmas compilations we're working into the show tonight. Keith, I got to ask you. Man to man, who do you appreciate more, the male listeners or the female listeners?
They're equally good. Let me tell you. Yeah, it can't be a trick question. Look, whoever requested that had stellar taste, harking back to a kinder, gentler America, truly kinder, gentler America, not the kinder, gentler America of George H.W. Bush, but when he was putting down Ronald Reagan, but really a better America, the America that we were bequeathed, that we were gifted by our forefathers and our mothers. And we here at the Political Cesspool want to make sure that that inheritance isn't squandered.
All right, I got something of a little bit lighter fare, of course. For the first hour and a half of the broadcast tonight, you and Sam were talking about the issue of the secession petitions as well as cultural Marxism and a few other things. But Trace Adkins, the country music star, now he raised the seventh level of hell this week by performing live at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. And that's going into the belly of the beast for sure. You're at Rockefeller Center. And he had a Confederate flag earpiece. And we have a picture of it. He performed on live television, national television, wearing this. And, of course, it was very noticeable on camera. And this is just sending people into a frenzy. The story reads that country singer Trace Adkins raised eyebrows when he sported a Confederate flag earpiece during the national televised Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. According to the singer's book, A Personal Stand, where he refers to the Civil War as the war against Northern aggression, he is a lifetime member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. And so, Keith, I mean, obviously this isn't akin, nor can it be likened to Charles Martel's stand or the stand our people took at the gates of Vienna. But for a modern day celebrity, it's about as good as you can expect. And so to that, I say hats off to Trace Adkins. Good for him. And while it may not have been noticeable, I just want to add, and I did on the blog, that during one of my appearances on CNN, I sported a Confederate flag tie, and I provided a link for you there at the website so you can go and see that for yourself. So in a way, certainly Trace Adkins knew what he was doing by wearing this, and he didn't care about the fallout. He's made stands on this issues before, and he's putting the multicultists in their place and disregarding their childish name-calling. So it's a good thing.
We need more people to do what Trace Adkins is doing, which is basically to give a wet mitten to the politically correct crowd in blue state America. They do not speak for all of us. They speak only for themselves, essentially. And it's time for the so-called silent majority, what Spiro Agnew called the silent majority of Americans, to stand up for their beliefs and to look the leftist dragon square in the eye and spit in their eye and tell them that we don't care two hoots in hell about their version of what we should do. We're not going to accommodate them or mimic their behavior. We're going to stand up for the principles that we think are correct. And he's absolutely right to call the so-called Civil War the War of Northern Aggression or the War for Southern Independence. That's a much more accurate description of what was going on at the time. We make a big mistake in today's America when we judge the past by the politically correct present.
Well, there was certainly nothing civil about Sherman's Holocaust against the women and children of the South in his march to the sea. Although, did I just commit a hate crime by referring to something other than 1940s Germany as a Holocaust? I think they've trademarked that word. But nevertheless, speaking of Germany, it just goes, you know, we've been talking recently on the radio show, in recent weeks at least, and on the blog as well at thepoliticalcesspool.org, about how much things have changed in America over the course of the last 60 years. I think that's when the most radical of the changes began and certainly continue to this day. And they've changed for the worst. Now, I think it's safe to say that Germany has experienced an even more radical transformation over the course of nearly the same time. Now, a German newspaper, a very major German newspaper, Der Spiegel, calls American conservatives the Taliban of the West. Quote, unquote, the Taliban of the West. That's what one of Germany's leading media outlets is referring to us American conservatives as. Here's what they write. We want to believe that Obama failed because of the conservatives inside his own country. Indeed, the fanatics that Mitt Romney depends on have jettisoned everything that distinguishes the West. Science and logic, reason and moderation, even simple decency. They, and they're talking about us here, Keith, hate homosexuals, the weak, and the state. They oppress women and persecute immigrants. Their moralizing about abortion doesn't even spare the victims of rape. They are the Taliban of the West. That's Der Spiegel. That would be like the USA Today writing this. American conservative, the Taliban of the West, and then that was the rest of their commentary. I mean, what can you say about that? This is Germany. I mean, if anybody has fallen harder than America, it's been Germany, at least with regards to how much cultural Marxism has rotted their core.
Well, apparently Americans don't have any corner on the market of internalizing white guilt. The Germans apparently are, you know, what we defer to our betters in this. They are absolutely eaten up with political correctness, and apparently no one can speak a contrarian view in Germany without having their livelihood or even their freedom in jeopardy. We've learned that from our friends up in Canada now. This is, you know, this is why it was such an alarming development for me when America passed hate crime legislation on a federal basis so that the federal government could prosecute things like this. Because hate crimes legislation is just a precursor, and it always is a precursor, to hate speech legislation. And that's the way that they enforce conformity of thought on the sheeple of Europe, of Canada, and I'm sure coming to a nation of like America soon will be the same thing, James. And I can tell you that the Germans are a pathetic shadow of their former self.
Well, that's the understatement of the night. Speaking of Germans that we know, Keith, of course, the political cesspool is no stranger to media attention. We have garnered more headlines and publicity over the course of the last 8 years than I would say any other comparable organization on the paleoconservative right. Certainly of the pro-white entities, no one has done more in that span of time. And that's something, of course, that can be fully attributed to the support our listeners give us. What we accomplish is done through their support, and without them, we are nothing. So when I say we have done this, we have done that, I mean the listeners. And through us, we have been able, through them, we have been able to accomplish a great deal. But nevertheless, media attention, we've gotten a lot. You will remember a couple of years ago, Die Zeit, which is another major newspaper in Germany, the two biggest, Der Spiegel and Die Zeit. Well, Die Zeit dispatched a reporter from Berlin. He flew from Berlin all the way to Memphis to interview us because of who we are and what we do. And the novelty that there is a pro-white and paleo-conservative show operating on the mainstream AM/FM airwaves in this country. It is syndicated. It has been successful. It has stood the test of time. So that piqued their interest. So they dispatched a reporter all the way over here, and no doubt this gentleman probably had the same mindset that Der Spiegel has with regards to what he could expect when he encountered us. So he probably had his story already written, and he just needed to meet with us to go through the motions. Tell the audience what you remember about the meeting with that gentleman. And he was a good guy. I liked him. We had a good time, good day with him. What do you remember most about that, Keith?
I remember we had breakfast with him at a local breakfast specialty place. Then he wanted to go down to Confederate Park because he'd read how the political cesspool was instrumental in preventing the closure of the Confederate-themed public parks in Memphis, Confederate Park, Jefferson Davis Park, and Forest Park, named after General Nathan Bedford Forrest. So we took him right to the center of it all, Confederate Park on Front Street in Memphis. And in Confederate Park, there is a statue of Jefferson Davis, and there's a flagpole next to it, and this was not scripted at all. As we got there, there were a couple of white guys who obviously were not from the top dresser drawer, as Grandma would say. And we'll take a break at this point and give you the rest of this story on the other side.
You're not going to want to miss the rest of this story, folks. Stay tuned.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool Guys will be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
The most racist song you'll ever hear. I mean, why was he not dreaming of a multicultural Christmas? I mean, what's wrong with that bigot Bing Crosby? I mean, why was he not dreaming about a black Christmas? I mean, this you know, he's sick. You know? Well, that's what they'll say. I mean, yeah, you'll probably read an article about it soon about how racist Bing Crosby was. Anyway, talking about the media attention we've received over the years and recounting a story that dovetails into the recent article from Der Spiegel in Germany. Obviously, they share the same crackpot opinion of conservatives as their American counterparts. They say that they hate everything. They hate science. They hate reason. They hate decency. They hate homosexuals. They hate women. They're the Taliban of the West. Well, a couple of years ago, Die Zeit, which translates into The Times, a very major and venerable German newspaper, dispatched a reporter from Berlin to Memphis to do a story about the political cesspool. No doubt he came into town, probably having the same prejudicial opinions of our work as Der Spiegel. And Keith's filling you in on the experience we had with him and what he saw and what he learned.
Well, there were a couple of good old boys that came in. One of them had a Confederate flag skull bandana. You've probably seen these things for sale at various souvenir stands throughout the South in your lifetime. And they came up and tried to raise a Confederate flag, a rebel flag in Confederate Park. And the black winos who proliferate in that park threatened them with great bodily violence and harm and threatened to kill them, among other things. And when we tried to intervene, they made a similar threat to us. We had talked with this reporter from Die Zeit earlier, and he said, well, America is a proposition nation, right, where all you have to do is agree with the founding principles of the nation and everybody is allowed in. And I said, no, I said, America is a blood and soil nation just like every other nation in the world. There is no such thing as a propositional nation. This is a brainchild of a bunch of duplicitous Jewish neocons like Norman Podhoretz, Bill Kristol, Elliot Cohen, and others. And he listened intently to this. Then he saw that the real violence that was being engendered in this conservative versus liberal battle in America was emanating from the left. And he had to agree that the threatening people and the people that were proposing bloodshed were not the conservative guys that just wanted to raise the flag, but their liberal adversaries. So after seeing all of this and agreeing with us that that's indeed what was happening and what had gone on, he went back to Berlin, and as they say, the silence was deafening. There was no report. They had gone to the expense of sending a reporter halfway around the world to meet with us. We very graciously entertained him here in Memphis, took him out to see whatever he wanted to see, and he got an eyeful and an earful. And of course, this didn't follow the script that Die Zeit apparently wanted to follow, just like Der Spiegel didn't even bother to send anyone over here in order to report on the dire state of America due to white conservatives. And he went back, apparently reported accurately to his bosses, and they trash canned any story that might come out of it, James.
I remember it well, Keith. You and I were both there, and you retold the tale. But certainly he came over here expecting to find us to be illiterate, uninformed, knuckle-dragging Neanderthals. And what he found were, in my humble opinion, very intelligent, very well-educated, well-spoken, articulate, and heartfelt gentlemen who are fighting for something greater than themselves. And it didn't fit the script. We didn't fit the script that had been written about us by so many other media outlets. And then he saw with his own eyes a couple of black bums accosting you know, some Southerners, some harmless Southerners attempting to raise a Confederate flag at Jefferson Davis Park, of all places. And, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, they talk about in this newspaper in Der Spiegel how backwards we are and how great diversity is. That man was literally shaken and, if you'll recall, very frightened to be within close proximity of the blacks, of the diverse element of our Memphis community. He wanted to get out of there as quick as we could take him, didn't he, Keith?
Yeah, isn't it amazing how the liberals never seem to have real experience with these diversities that they profess to share so much love and benevolence for, and when they do encounter them, they're scared witless by the whole experience. This is what happened to this German reporter. And believe me, this is what happens. This is what the future has in store for people like this. What do they say? Be careful what you wish for. Your dream may come true. I remember when we had Alana Mercer, the Jewish so-called conservative writer from South Africa, who came here to peddle her book into the cannibals pot. And we brought up some inconvenient truths about her own family's complicity in promoting the anti-apartheid movement, which led to the fall of the white government and the takeover by blacks, who have turned a once prosperous nation into a third world hellhole.
Well, Keith, sharing behind the scenes stories with our audience is something that I always enjoy doing. And that Die Zeit interview debacle was one of the better ones we have. Anyway, neither here nor there, but an article was published earlier this year by a leading travel website that lists the 10 worst places in the world. So we're going to play What Do They Have in Common? Here they are, the 10 worst places in the world, according to AOL News, which is now basically a subsidiary of the Huffington Post. So, you know, there's no racial angle being employed there. No conservative angle, anyway. 10 worst places in the world: Zimbabwe, Papua New Guinea, the Congo, Brazil, Yemen, Liberia, Mexico, Haiti, Afghanistan, and Somalia. The top 10 worst places in the world, according to AOL Travel and the Huffington Post. So you see that list. What do they have in common? What do they have in common?
They have in common non-white populations governed by non-white leaders.
I guess the common denominator there is too hard for the media and German newspapers in particular to see, but I bring that up to bring this up. And by the way, that list is documented at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and it talks about what is so wrong with these places, and it mentions everything but race, but it does mention some very interesting things nevertheless about how in Liberia, for instance, they just, you know, people walk around like dogs and just defecate in the streets, and that's just a common occurrence. You're just walking around, you see people doing their business in the streets. And other places where, you know, you're more likely to be killed, if you in Somalia, for instance, in Mogadishu, you just, you know, if you go outside, you walk down the streets, you're a dead man. This is, you know, you need to read these things. They don't mention that these are non-white countries. We know that. But you need to read some of the intricate details. Keith, real quick here, and I'm going to toss it back over to you. Last week, that was a story published earlier this year. Just last week, a listing of the best places to be born in 2013 was published. And this was published by Yahoo News. The best places to be born in 2013. All of these places, like our first list, have something in common as well. However, it's opposite. You guess what it is. Here are the top 10 places to be born in 2013. Number one, Switzerland. Number two, Australia. Number three, Norway. Number four, Sweden. Number five, Denmark, Singapore, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Canada, and Hong Kong. So with the exception of Singapore and Hong Kong, what are the other top 8 have in common? And again, this was based on surveys of the population covering 11 factors, including wealth, crime, family life, trust in government, and the stability of the economy. Those were the parameters by which this list was compiled. Those are the top 10. The United States ranks 16th, in case you were wondering. Germany, further down than that. Actually, Germany's tied with the U.S. at 16th. France, 26th. Great Britain, 27th.
What they all have in common, with the exception of Singapore and Hong Kong, which are very small enclaves, actually, you know, they're basically city-states, is that they have a predominantly white population led by a white government. Now, America used to be number one on that list as late as the mid-80s, but it has now descended to number 16. Have any reason why? I know. The triumph of multiculturalism, diversity, and liberalism. It has brought America down.
We've got to take a break, folks. More of the political cesspool, third and final hour. This has been a great show tonight, and it's going to continue right after this.